I'm reading from a magazine called Saxon Ale. At the beginning of this year, Wallingford Museum put on a special exhibition of malting and brewing in the town. And the chair of the museum, Steve Cable Davis, has written a long article with information that is highlighted in the exhibition about different breweries in the town. So there has already been a recording of some of it, and this is part two. Working for Wallingford Brewery. Wallingford Brewery seems to have been a fair employer, offering steady work. A drayman's wages before the First World War were 14 shillings, 70p, minus insurance of 4 pence, or 2p a week, after the 1910 Act of Parliament. A lad of 14 employed at the brewery earned only 8 shillings, or 40 pence a week. In 1912, there were 53 people employed by the brewery. By 1936, the pay of Mr. Dodd, the brewery manager, was £5 a week. Some workers lived in cottages owned by the brewery. For example, the row of cottages leading to the Kinecroft near the Coach and Horses, and the cottages on the corner of Goldsmiths Lane and the High Street. The rent in the early 20th century was 2 and 4 pence, or 12p, a week. At this time, a loaf of bread cost 2 old pennies, or 1 new pence, and a chicken cost 1 and 9 pence, or 9p. There were many different jobs in the brewery. Coopers making barrels, work in the bottling plant, checkers checking the loads before they went out, draymen driving the horse-drawn drays, delivering beers around the area to pubs as far afield as Chinner and Tame, and responsible for collecting the money paid for the beer. Horses continued to be used for drays until the 1930s, though the first motorised lorry was purchased in 1913. The Hilliard Brewery. Much larger than the other small breweries, but still no real rival to Wells, was the Hilliard Brewery, which was originally set up by John Coles at the south end of Goldsmiths Lane in around 1827. He was followed in 1830 by William Baker, but in 1832 William Spencer acquired the brewery as a tenant and had it for 30 years until he was bankrupt in 1862. The Hilliards acquired the brewery by 1863. The Hilliard family were originally barge masters operating from Lower Wharf under Captain William Hilliard, who lived from 1780 to 1866. William Hilliard is also listed in 1830 as a maltster in Wood Street. The brewery was situated at the St Martin Street end of Goldsmiths Lane and ran quite successfully until late 1878, when it was bought by Hanley & Co. Brewery of Oxford. In 1899, B.W. Hilliard, grandson of the original Captain William, bought back the brewery site, rebuilt it, and converted it into a profitable sanitary steam laundry company.